can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have on the site for free. Main feature allows you to control the content. You go and add something to the site, and then others vote on whether they like or dislike it. So maybe it's a news article that you want to share, or perhaps a YouTube video, or maybe you want to share a blog post. Whatever you find online, you can just submit it there to the site, and then it gets voted up or down. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Also, coming up tonight, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totisac. So stay tuned for that opportunity. 800-259-9231 is our number. We continue here to the phones and the fun. Kurt is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello, Kurt.
Hi. How are you guys doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been hearing advice on your show that for the impending financial collapse that people should clear their debts.
I don't know if that's Mark's advice. I tend to think that clearing your debt is a good advice no matter what the financial situation is. Mark, what would your advice be?
As counterintuitive as it seems to me that you'd want to run up as much debt as you can if you feel that there's going to be hyperinflation, because you'll be able to spend that money at today's rates and pay it back at an overly inflated rate.
Presuming your rate is locked in, Mark, is that what your advice has been in the past? It sounds familiar to me.
Right. Well, I think that, of course, you'd want to run up. If that's the case, if that's what you think, that a fixed rate, mortgage or something would be something that you wouldn't want to pay down in a circumstance like that. You'd want as much fixed rate debt as you could get. But Kurt's point, if you're in a hyperinflation situation, is that the credit companies could never get ahead with, they'd never have an opportunity to get ahead, so you'd always be able to spend at a higher value than they'd be able to charge you at, with the laws remaining as the way they are. If they couldn't go above 25% or whatever the U.S. Cap is, I don't get anywhere near those numbers, so I don't know what they are.
Well, logically right, I'm not sure you'd want to go take that risk running up a bunch of debt that you might not be able to get rid of if hyperinflation doesn't happen. On the other hand,
you're stuck with a bunch of debt.
On the other hand, is it morally right to try to screw a creditor out of money in an inflation situation?
Well, if you're paying it back at a higher inflated rate, then you're not screwing them. You're giving them the number of dollars that they require. It's just that those dollars are worth less.
I see where Ryder's coming from on this.
If you go to buy a whole bunch of gold and gold starts going up, and you need to sell a little bit of gold every month to make that payment, if by the time you finish making that payment you still have 3/4 of your gold left, have you screwed everybody?
I see where Ryder's coming from, but I think that you're incorrect, Ryder, on the point that these creditors are able to create this money from thin air. This is one of the things that this is one of the perks of working within the Federal Reserve System, is that they're basically able to, the debt that is created when you get a home loan is essentially created based on your signature, that it didn't actually exist in the first place. They're creating debt in your name, and then when you pay it back, that debt disappears, which is why some people are saying that it's not actually an inflationary situation today, that it's actually deflationary. And there are people that will agree and disagree on that, coming from the same school of economics as we've had of that discussion on this very program. So because the creditor is able to essentially create money, then it's not really screwing them, because then if they're getting paid that number of dollars back, they're paying that debt back, or they're erasing that debt from existence, and so therefore that money is gone at that point. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I suppose so. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, if they were actually loaning real money, then that wouldn't be possible in the first place, and so that there would be no way to screw them if they were, say, loaning gold or silver or something like that, where they actually had to have something in the first place in order to create the loan. So
I think we're seeing a lot of inflation, but I think to think that keeping the inflation in check is the deflation caused by the home sales that are, or the home loans that are going bad.
And so, I mean, are you suggesting that people do this? Because I think it sounds like a really bad idea. And like Ryder said, I agree with Ryder that it's a total risk. You need to go out there and load up your credit cards and get a couple extra home loans or whatever.
Counterintuitive.
Well, hold on. I don't think anyone here suggested you buy a boat and flat-screen TVs with this money. One would assume if you're going to go out and get these loans that you're going to put it into gold and silver and things like that,
you
right?
You want to get a loan and buy gold and
some type of hard asset you could make a living with. Like, I'm purchasing a lot of PA equipment and musical equipment because, again, as counterintuitive as it sounds, when the economy goes sour, the entertainment industry goes crazy.
Okay, so what if you... So let me see if I've got this straight. You're saying that if you believe that hyperinflation is going to occur, and there's no reason to think it's going to occur anytime soon, maybe it will, maybe it won't, who knows?
Well, the quantitative easing is enough evidence for me. I mean, they keep throwing... They threw $2 trillion 2 years ago, $600 billion just this time.
So you've gone out and gotten loans to buy audio equipment?
I've been taking my my paycheck actually.
Oh well, that's completely different.
Well, that's completely
different. Yeah, it is completely different.
It's not completely.
Wait a minute,
it's money, and all money costs something. Okay, and this is what you don't like to look at. You think that the money in your hand doesn't cost anything, but it does. There is a lack of interest that you're getting by not putting it in certain areas. All money costs something all the time. So taking a loan out costs something. Having money and you're stuffed under your bed costs something. Money costs.
Yeah, loans cost more.
Fine, Mr. Miser. If you think you can make more money by putting it in gold and silver, then that's what you should do. You'll either be right or you'll be wrong.
And if you're wrong, you're in debt.
Right.
If you're wrong, you're in debt. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in debt.
You hate debt. I think that's
useful if it's being used to create something and it's used to invest.
Create wealth through buying, precious metals. I'm not recommending anybody do this because I don't think I wouldn't.
It's too risky.
I'm not doing that in my life.
If you can't,
and I won't recommend anybody to do anything in my life.
That's spending beyond your means.
I couldn't convince my wife. I couldn't get her on board with this.
The reason why you shouldn't,
it's a better idea.
No, the reason why you shouldn't do that, in my opinion, is because it's spending beyond your means. Please buy gold and silver when you have the money on your own to afford it. If you're going out and taking out bank loans to buy gold and silver on the speculation that they're going to go up enough, that there's going to be enough hyperinflation to be able to pay it back,
it's not hyperinflation.
That's an incredibly risky speculation.
You don't need hyperinflation. You don't need the inflation to be hyper. You just need there to be inflation.
Yeah, I don't know about you, man, but I'm not going to take on it. If I'm not fiscally responsible enough to save the money to buy the gold and silver, then I'm not going to go to a bank and ask for a loan. By the way, banks aren't exactly handing out loans. By the way, banks aren't exactly handing out loans, and Ryder can attest to this as somebody who is fiscally responsible. You had been looking for home loans recently, and it's just not even available to you.
I've asked around for home loans, and a lot of them are basing it a lot more on income and credit score than they used to. Not on down payments anymore.
Yeah, it used to be Heartbeat. If you had one, you got a loan.
So, Kurt, I mean, you on one hand are saying you're giving people this advice, and then on the other hand, when you say invest in yourself, you're actually admitting you're investing your own money in yourself, and you're taking out a loan to buy that equipment.
That is correct. I'm not, because again, I can't get my wife to. Not that I can't get her to see it. She sees it happening. I mean, I finally got her to invest in metals. And I mean, I'm the genius because of it now, but only about that. I'm still an idiot about everything else. But you're married, Mark, so you know what I mean.
Right, and this is what happened with me and my wife. I would be buying more precious metals now if I could, but she will not be comfortable until all the debt's paid off.
She's a smart girl.
Well,
listen to Mark.
Listen
to Laura.
Because you believe that...
Because I agree with her.
Ian believes. Well, I mean, if I've got more...
Hold on.
A friend who chooses not to have a home.
Who do you want to listen to?
Chooses not to have a car so he can buy more precious metals.
All right,
who's
Ryder?
Who's going to look like an idiot if silver goes to $200?
Who do you trust more, Ryder? The man who admits on the air, Mark admits on the air that he can't handle money for crap, or the wife of Mark, Laura, who has admitted on the air that one of the reasons why he's married to her is because she can handle his finances for him because he can't handle it. Who are you going to take financial advice from? Who's the more sensible party?
I think far too many people in America are buried in debt. And for that reason alone, I'm sort of like against debt, and I would say pay it off as quickly as you can. But I am no financial expert by any means.
It's a good thing you have such a smart woman on your side, Mark. Thanks, Kurt.
For the short term.
Appreciate it. More coming up here. 800-259-9231.
You have a vision.
You can. You don't either. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. That's the point of the program. And that's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. We've got stuff like our mobile website. You can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and our podcast, m.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference. get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduate, graduates, and recent graduates for graduate students and recent graduates for its summer internship program. They have internships in all kinds of journalism, including people they've actually gotten placements in ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and more. Placements are available in print, broadcast, new media, and investigative journalism. They also have public policy internships. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. Sign up there. You'll receive updates and reminders. This is important stuff if you're in college. You know, it's not like they're going to be beating down the door to give you a job over the summer, and this will give you great experience and possibly a place to work when you get out of college. It's libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here, and we are going to continue to take your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Doug, listening in New Hampshire. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Ryder and Mark.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
Doug, what's on your mind tonight?
Nothing. I was just wondering if you guys knew each other before you all started the show, because I don't know, you guys get in each other's nerves, it sounds like, and I don't know if you're all friends or not.
Yeah, Mark and I met before the show. I would say a few years before the show, actually. You came and started working at the radio station at which we worked back in the late 1990s. We didn't start the show until 2002. So
I made him everything he is today.
So we got to know each other a little bit beforehand. And
he looked up to me as a brother from the very beginning.
And I met them both when they moved to New Hampshire, but I'm sort of a sideshow to the Mark and Ian show.
You're a third wheel, man.
So, do I consider Mark a friend? I mean, yeah, absolutely. I can count on Mark. Mark is he's a good guy. I think he's trustworthy. And so from that perspective, yeah, absolutely. Although some would point out our relationship may be more like brothers than friends.
That's what I'd say.
And I have one more question. Would you guys lean more towards libertarianism or anarchy?
Wait, how long have you been listening to the show?
Just a couple months now.
Okay. Good question. I don't like the term anarchy, but I also don't like the term libertarianism. So how about my answer is I lean toward voluntarism.
Okay.
Ryder, what about you?
I don't really like to label myself. I would libertarian or I can see that there are problems in the system, and I oppose the problems in the system. I don't know how else to label myself toward voluntarism, anarchist, libertarian.
How do you feel about human relationships? Should they be based in consent?
Of course.
Okay. So, I mean, there are words that describe that particular viewpoint, right? Some would say anarchist describes that. Some would say libertarian describes that.
That's what I'm saying. Some would say libertarian means all sorts of things. That's why it's hard to label myself.
I gotcha.
One thing I can tell you is I wouldn't call myself an anarchist ever. It sounds like a bad term to use if one's trying to make friends and influence people. I tend to think that in the course of human history, going forward, that we will probably see a situation where governments aren't tied to land masses, and that's really all many people in the sort of the anarchist movement are really talking about. I think it's a stupid word; doesn't make any sense when they use it. I think that what you're talking about is actually polycentric law, laws that have, there's different sort of governing bodies that people might choose between or something like that.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Doug?
Yes, and I was just wondering, are you moving to Texas? Is somebody moving to Texas from that show?
Sam, who is one of our third hosts on the program and also host of the Sunday show, has moved back to Texas from here in New Hampshire, as some people do decide that they don't want to stay here for whatever reasons. His was that he wanted to kind of get back to the farm, live on the farm with the family, and prepare for what he believes is going to be the impending financial disaster. I don't have the same kind of negative viewpoint, I guess, as far as what the future holds as he does, but maybe someday he'll be able to say he told us so.
Cool.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And if you're not here in New Hampshire, and if you come here and you don't stay here, then you know maybe you weren't supposed to stay here. I mean, maybe you've got another path in life, and that's understandable. Some people come and they go. And actually, there was a post that I made recently over at freekeen.com about some of the reasons why that happens. If you want to know more about some of the people who've left and why they say they were leaving. Freekeen.com. So 800-259-9231. And Ryder, you've seen people come and go over the years here, having been a New Hampshire native. You've seen your share of personalities enter the movement and then decide that they want to go somewhere else. But wouldn't you say that there are still more people coming than there are going?
We had a real spike around November, late 08 and early 09.
A spike of
new movers in. Mm-hmm. But I'm always seeing new people that are coming in. So certainly new people are coming in and people are leaving quietly or loudly.
And we're seeing more year after year coming as well.
It seems like more people are moving to the mainly populated area of the state right now.
Manchester's a big draw.
Manchester corridor.
No doubt about it. I mean, it's always going to be a big draw, and that's why, you know, Keene has to really compete to keep up. So 800-259-9231. Ladies first, Jackie is on the line in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jackie.
Sam. Hi. Hello.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm so glad you guys are back on the Sarasota.
Me too.
Mark, I bet you paid him so much money to say he's actually your friend, because we all know the real truth.
He doesn't really have friends.
Wait, Mark gave me money?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
He must have paid you. Nobody's friends with Mark. No, Mark doesn't have any friends, not you.
That's not true. Mark has his wife.
No, I'm just kidding. Is that a friendship? Oh, that's great. I'm glad you're friends with your wife. I'm friends with your wife, too. She's such a nice lady. But
that's
anyway,
right. You're down there. Actually, Mark's wife is in Sarasota right now.
Yeah, I know. I would like to get together with her.
You guys should have like a baby club together. This is Jackie, who, by the way, called my longtime girlfriend and who called the very first night that we were on the air in Sarasota.
That's I was your fiance, first of all.
That's
I was
true.
Not just a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I did. I called the very first time. But anyway, so I'm just glad you guys are back on and finally some interesting radio on again.
Well, don't forget to tell everybody you know down there, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Anything else on your mind?
Nope.
Thanks for the call, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe her and your wife could have, like, a baby club together.
I was looking at Jackie's baby pictures on Facebook, and, you know, it's very interesting.
They're around the same age, like maybe a year apart or something like that. All right, so we continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Eric is in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric. Eric in Washington, he dropped off the line, 800-259-9231. Hey, Totasac, totasac.us, TOTASAK.us. You go there to learn more about what the Totasac is, but take my word for it, it's awesome. I use it every single time I bring the groceries back in from the car, and you can get a two-pack at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. If you call in, you may be the winner. And I can tell you that we've got a two-pack here for you right now. 603-435-1105. The Totasac is great. It could be yours. More coming up with Free Talk Live. This is your show to take control of if you want to. More in a few moments.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Ratchet M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. If you'd like to bring up whatever you want, you can do that. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the site completely free, so enjoy those. By the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see the Shrine, and if you're a lady listener, you can get in or get involved. You can become part of the Shrine. The details on how to do so are there at shrine.freetalklive.com. All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue, Johnson is on the line in Connecticut on the AMP lines. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, so I've got a bad news about an activist. It's sort of been passed along to me by a couple of folks in the Liberty Movement who are very concerned that they want this person to be ostracized, but at the same time, they don't want blowback to occur on the movement itself. And so let me explain what's going on.
Is that fair? I mean,
I want to apologize in advance for whatever it is.
Well, what's going on?
Okay, well, I'm not gonna reveal the name right off the bat. I'm gonna bring it to your attention first, the situation, and then see what you guys think.
Okay.
There's an activist who is collecting money for a legal defense fund, and then spending that money on themselves, and not paying their lawyer, not paying the respective people. So they're just taking money.
Is the activist somewhere in New Hampshire or somewhere else?
New Hampshire.
Okay.
So, and this is like a pretty known activist that's doing this, that's collecting this money, and a couple of people.
And you know this because why? I mean, you're not here, so how'd you get the word?
I was specifically told, you know, obviously I've still talked to a lot of other activists in the area, and I was told by somebody who I quite trust, who is very well known, you know, as far as activism is concerned. And this person received the information directly from this person's lawyer, who isn't being paid. And the lawyer is also another sort of well-known activist lawyer. So, I mean, I've just found this information out. Obviously, these people believe that this person should absolutely be ostracized. But the problem is, and the reason why I'm not necessarily revealing the name, is because I'm concerned that, and these people are concerned as well, that activists are then going to say, well, you know, why are we going to give money if these people are just going to spend it on themselves? You know, well, if the money is being given.
Johnson, is ostracism going to get the money back? Or maybe pointing the fact out and this person can come clean on it. And I don't honestly know who you're talking about, but I don't think ostracism is the best option.
Also, I don't
think
you should
money
jump,
to the
jump
people
immediately
who
to
it.
Like, the threat of ostracism should be laid on the table first.
This person has apparently already been threatened with ostracism. It has already been said, you know, what are you doing? Why aren't you making these payments? And apparently just doesn't care.
Well, at this point, we're going completely on hearsay. I haven't heard anything about this from anybody but you. So you've got one guy calling in and saying, you know, that this is what's happened. I like to, when I hear about these kind of things, I tend to not jump to judgment at all. And so I want to hear it from several sources before I, you know, make some kind of judgment like that, you know?
Right. I've heard it through, you know, a couple sources.
You could be right. That doesn't mean, you know, I wouldn't know.
Johnson, well, is there a blog post or another forum thread we can go to look at information on this where it's all written out? Because calling a radio show is kind of a weird place to reveal all this.
Well, what's the point? Yeah, what's the point in the call? I mean, to talk about different ways to raise money? Because it would seem to me that maybe giving money to an activist directly isn't the best idea, especially if something like that's going to happen, if they're not using it. If the activist is saying, give me money so I can pay my legal fees, and people are doing that, and he's not, or she, or whoever, is not, the activist is not doing what they're saying they're going to do, that's a violation of an agreement. If the activist is saying, give me money to support me, well, then that could mean that, you know, he's going and buying lap dances with it, in which case, if people are giving money in that with that kind of a statement attached to it, then it doesn't matter what the activist does with it. So you're saying this is specifically someone who is raising funds for some sort of legal purpose, some legal defense.
Right. And the reason why I suppose that there's the anonymity, again, is because the I guess the people that have contacted me or told me, you know, they're afraid that it's going to slow the growth of essentially these, you know, legal defense funds for people, and that sorry, I'm trying to collect my thoughts here.
Well, I can see where you're coming from. I mean, Mark and myself are a couple of the board members of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org, and the purpose of the CD Evolution Fund is to support people who've been arrested.
To prevent things like this from happening. You know, people, you know, sending, if you send your money directly to an individual, whether they're having, you know, issues or not, you know, obviously something like this can happen. CD Evolution wouldn't do that. We would be writing a check directly to the lawyer.
But
right?
I wonder about that, Mark. I'm wondering if in the past we have had some sort of a chip-in where the money has gone directly to the activists. I don't recall. I feel like that's something we may have done, and if that's the case, then to some extent...
it would be something to learn from.
Right, we've made a big mistake.
That, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. So at the very worst, Johnson, this would just simply seem to be a learning experience.
Send your money to CD Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org.
Right, and unfortunately that seems to be a more bureaucratic way to go about things, because then we're the ones with the purse strings and we have to approve whether or not, you know, the money gets paid out to the lawyer and things like that. And it would involve more bureaucracy and more overhead as far as the board's involvement with the CD Evolution Fund. But maybe it's the best way to do it to keep somebody from going out and buying cocaine with it or whatever. I mean, I'm not saying that's what this person is doing, but you know, they can do whatever they want, I presume, with the money they have. It's just going to mean their reputation is on the line.
Right. The question is with the lawyer and this person and the people who are around the lawyer and know that what's going on and know that this person isn't getting paid and isn't paying up their debts for their legal defense. whether or not they should specifically be outing this person, or you know what should happen as far as the civil, you know, as far as the ostracism is concerned. Should this person be ostracized? What can be done to prevent this in the future? Because it's not going to bring the money back, but it might get this person to pay, especially if this person who is, again, like I said, a sort of a well-known sort of activist, and maybe they don't want to be, you know, out of the Liberty community, because I think that people would be pretty peeved to find out that this person isn't paying their bills.
Well, we've seen a range of deadbeat behavior from some of the people that have come up here before, and some of them, it's a very small minority, I think, of the people that move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And for those that don't know, it's a movement of liberty-minded people that are converging here in New Hampshire. And in any group of people, again, it's a public project. Anybody can join, so you don't know who these people are until they get here and begin to reveal themselves publicly and privately to people. And unfortunately, they're not all perfect. Nobody is, but some have more problems than others, and some are not as responsible, and et cetera, and so on. And so you've got a whole range of behaviors. There have been a couple of people that have done some criminal acts, and they have been ostracized, and they have been so effectively ostracized that they left the community immediately upon the ostracism happening, upon them being outed as, in one case, there was a guy outed at Porkfest, I think it was a couple years ago now, at Porkfest, for being a thief, basically for stealing the video games from his roommates and taking them to a pawn shop and pawning them for cash, with which he was then, you know, doing who knows what with. He certainly wasn't paying the bills that were apparently in his name, I think, at the house at which he lived. So there's that kind of level of real problematic, where he'd been given the opportunity to make good. He had been talked to by his roommates. They knew it was him. They gave him the chance to make right, and he did not. And so then they announced it publicly, and that person was severely ostracized at that point. And others have been, I guess, opened, they've been kind of announced what they've been doing. There's one guy who owes Pete Eyre from Liberty on Tour a lot of money, but he's been apparently making payments. It's been slow, but he has been making payments, which is better than nothing. So I would guess that the right thing to do in this case would be to have the people who are privy to this situation, like the lawyer come out and make a statement and say, so-and-so hasn't paid me, he's owed me this for this long, and I'd appreciate it if he paid me. Otherwise, then ostracism will kick in, I would think. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I had a quick conversation with one of the other board members of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund a moment ago, and because I found out from Johnson who the alleged activist was that hasn't been paying his debts. And it is not the case that CED Evolution did any fundraising in this particular case. So it's not like CEDEvolution.org was out promoting this particular fundraiser and giving money directly to this activist who apparently, allegedly, has taken the money and has not made any payments to his attorney.
Right, I don't know anything about that.
So if the attorney wants to come out publicly and make these allegations and, you know, post a blog post or post on Facebook about it and come out publicly and make the statement, then I think that would be the time at which people could make their decisions, could make decisions as to whether or not they want to support this person or encourage him to pay up and to come through with the money. So I just wanted to let you all know, it wasn't CEDEvolution.org. CEDEvolution.org has not done that with this person. All right, so 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to. Hey, I mentioned there's a new tax news out there, a new requirement. And apparently it's not the only one, but there are a number of them that are coming into effect this year. The story is from the Washington Examiner at WashingtonExaminer.com. Are you one of the millions of Americans who own rental property? Do you enjoy filling out lots of extra tax forms? If so, you're in luck. As reported by the Examiner's Susan Ferriccio, a provision of the Small Business Jobs Act passed by Congress last fall mandates that rental income be subject to the same tax reporting requirements as business or trade, because that has a lot to do with getting jobs, you know, created at small business, whether or not landlords pay tax on their rental income. Oh, no, it has nothing to do with it. It's just yet another thing they just slapped into a bill that has nothing to do with all the things they slapped into it.
Need money and they'll go anywhere to get it. I, you know, it used to be rental properties was a good way to sort of protect yourself from your tax burden. And
but who is going to pay the rental income tax? Not the property owner.
And not in the long run. Generally, costs, you know, overhead costs go down to the end consumer. And in that case, that would be the renter.
Well, I can say my rent is not going up because I won't be paying this tax. Because I don't pay federal taxes if I can at all avoid paying them. So, according to the Journal of Accountancy, this is what they have to say. Thus, rental income recipients making payments of $600 or more to a service provider in the course of earning rental income are required to provide an information return to the IRS and to the service provider. This provision will apply to payments made after December 31st, 2010, and will cover, for example, payments made to plumbers, painters, or accountants in the course of earning the rental income. While rental property owners will not actually issue the required 1099s until early 2012, rather, they need to start keeping adequate records of payments starting January 1st, 2011, so they will be prepared to issue correct 1099s. They will also need to obtain the name, address, and taxpayer ID number of the service provider. So it doesn't sound like it's talking about rental income specifically as much as it's talking about the home repairs that you might have to hire as a landlord.
I don't know.
Because that's what we had heard about this before, as I recall. It just wasn't put under the category of renting, where everybody that does business in the amount of $600 or more, whether it's buying gold or whether it's buying a brand new computer, anytime you do business at that amount of money, that there will be 1099 forms that the government will want people to file.
Well, the government wants they want a piece of paper on every transaction that's ever occurred.
What if you buy a new computer in parts of $300 a piece?
You'd be all right, I think. The law doesn't provide exemptions for those who the new requirement creates hardship and for those whose rental income is not more than a minimal amount. However, the IRS has yet to issue guidance defining who qualifies for these exemptions, even though the new law has already taken effect. Better start keeping meticulous records now. Fines for failing to file the 1099s range from $60,000 to $250,000. Suffice to say, landlords are none too happy about this onerous new regulation. Just ask Jeffrey York, the president, or vice president, rather, of York Property Management, a family-run company with rental properties throughout the mid-Atlantic region. He says, "We are already enslaved to the IRS with endless and mindless paperwork that takes us away from our main business, property management. This new rule obligates us to still more outrageous record-keeping and steeper accounting costs. Too many in Congress have had too little to do with operating a business, small or large."
Yeah.
Clearly, those bozos need a big drink of, or rather, to drink a big gulp of common sense. If York is any indication, this isn't going to be a popular law. In fact, repealing this new tax requirement seems like an ideal opportunity for the Republican majority in the House to establish their anti-tax bona fides. Well, I wouldn't get my hopes up about that. I understand the Republicans really want to believe that now things are going to change, that now that they have control, again, mind you, that things are going to move in a small government direction. They're going to just repeal those taxes and roll it on back, cut the government down, slash and burn. But that's the same old Republican fantasy that they've been promulgating for as long as I've been alive. What makes you think something's going to change now?
Yeah, I'm awfully skeptical. I guess it's a shame on, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me situation. I got fooled by the government, by the Republicans from 2000, all of the 90s, and then they got into office, with my help, 2000 to 2006, and they were in the majority, and what did they get done as far as cutting back the government? They grew it.
No, Mark. Don't you remember? They cut it to the bone.
As the government was getting larger.
Right, but the
Clinton administration, the government did grew less than it did under George Bush.
Oh, what, you think you could do a better job?
Yes, I do. I'm absolutely certain I could do a better job. There's no way I could get into the office of president, and that's why they're safe. Now, no guy like me could ever get in.
What was the story with the Bush tax cuts? Because I was not quite old enough to be paying income tax when that came down. Did that significantly reduce income taxes?
Yes, it certainly reduced taxes for some people in the middle class. The higher you go up in the earning categories, the more it reduced taxes. Because honestly, those are the people that pay the taxes.
Well, right.
So
reduce the size of government.
No, because George Bush, because the Republicans' policy is to deficit and spend, whereas the Democrats are tax and spend.
Right.
So what's more responsible? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a shell game. I mean, the government guys, these Republican people, want you to believe that they are these slashing taxes. And while it may be true that Bush cut taxes, he didn't cut the size of government. So as long as you cut taxes without cutting the size of government, at some point that's got to be made up. you're spending into the future. As you were talking about earlier tonight, Mark, you're spending your grandchildren's tax dollars, essentially, at that point. Or they are spending their grandchildren's tax dollars. So, yeah, it's a real problem. And these...
Well, it's felt today, and it's felt every year when the cost of a hot dog goes up from $1 to $1.11 to $1.22, and it goes up and up.
And yeah, and you've seen that happening even in your relatively short period of time on this
of
earth.
Of course. 20-ounce bottles of Coke used to be under a dollar regularly.
Now what are they?
$1.30, $1.40.
Yep.
If I'm lucky, maybe $1.30.
Yeah, it's just incredible. So there you go. 800-259-9231 is the number. So get ready for more stringent reporting requirements. And you have to ask yourself, when are you going to get sick and tired of this? When are you going to decide that you've had enough of being obedient and paying your hard-earned money to these parasites in Washington, D.C.? They do nothing for you. They don't keep you safe. I know that's the big sales pitch, is that, well, you need us because we're going to protect you. But they don't protect you. They put you in greater danger by going around the world and shooting people and blowing people up. That puts right. you in greater danger.
Well, by subjugating people for the sort of the global oil conglomerate out there, yeah, these people in the Middle East, they don't care about them being able to self-direct their own governments. They don't care about any of that. They care about a stable environment that they control so that they, you know, the oil companies can get as much oil out of that land as possible. That's what they care about.
Well, people in the Middle East probably understand that they can't have the idea of this self-directed government is ludicrous. The idea that the people are in control of any government around the world is just nothing more than an illusion.
I think the smaller the government, the more the more responsive it is. I'm not saying I'm comparing leprosies here, right? Like there's the kind of leprosy that rots your arm off, and there's the kind of leprosy that just takes out chunks of your skin. So you're talking about the better kind of leprosy.
The chunks are better,
yeah.
Go with the chunks. So there you go. Republicans, of course, and Democrats. It's hard to pick which one is better. The Democrats are at least telling you the truth.
I just think on a national level it's even worth getting all worked up about. I think that if you can run a guy for president like Ron Paul or maybe Gary Johnson or something.
But at least the Democrats are going to look you in the eye and they're going to say, we want to tax you more. Whereas the Republicans, they have this big game that they play with people.
The Democrats are lying about being for the little guy.
That's true. And a lot of them lie about being anti-war as well, as we saw with Obama. We're out of time for tonight. Thanks, guys, for being here. It's been Ian with you.
Ryder and Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. Is capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.